going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I wish to be clear. America first does not mean America alone. To the contrary, it is a call for deeper collaboration and mutual respect among trade partners. Far from stepping back, America First seeks to expand U.S. leadership in international institutions like the IMF and the World Bank. By embracing a stronger leadership role, America First seeks to restore fairness to the international economic system.
We've been hearing America First is a Trump policy from the very beginning. And when we listen to all the trade negotiations and the tariff implementation, the word fairness is used quite an awful lot. Listening to the Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessent, there say it's not America First is not America alone. We sit and we wait and we watch as these deals are negotiated. Let's get to our guest, Taylor Riggs, back with us once again, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business. You can follow her on X at Riggs Report. Taylor, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Give us your thoughts right now. I know we talked, I think the last time we talked, it was like when tariffs were about to be implemented or maybe just had, and there's a lot of uncertainty. There's probably still uncertainty, but where do you feel this far in from Liberation Day about the tariff situation, how it's affecting the American economy?
Yeah, so gosh, I think we're still TBD. Look, a lot of economists that I speak to say we're definitely heading for a little bit of a slowdown. The IMF downgraded global growth yesterday a little bit. But frankly, the best news is we're in the middle of earnings season, which means all of these big companies that are out there have to report their quarterly numbers. And we're hearing from these CEOs. And I'm actually relatively impressed by the companies who are coming out and reaffirming their full year guidance, saying we can still stick to here's what we think is going to happen this year. And it's the same as what I told you it was going to be 3 months ago. I was very worried that I was going to get a lot of these CEOs of these big companies saying, we're having to pull our guidance because I have no visibility into the future. We don't know what the tariff situation is going to be. Things are really uncertain. We don't have a read on the economy. And I overwhelmingly am not hearing that. I'm hearing most companies coming out and saying, here's the tariff impact, and here's our business plan for the rest of the year. So that's really reassuring because those are the people who, Kimberly Clark, for example, when you're buying your diapers and your Kleenex and your toilet paper. I want to know what that CEO was saying about the consumer. Things aren't totally falling apart. We're not all falling out of bed. So I do take comfort in that. I think tariffs have been very confusing. As you know, it has been on and off. And is it Scott Bessent in charge? Is it Peter Navarro? Is it Howard Lutnick? You know, I think the White House right now is doing a very good job about putting Scott Bessent out there. He is the voice on tariffs that the market really trusts and listens to. You played that soundbite at the beginning. He is spot on. America First does not mean America alone. we're waiting for some of these trade deals to be signed, and you're starting to see some of the calmness return to the markets.
We're speaking with Taylor Riggs, the co-host of the Big Money Show on Fox Business. Not an economist myself, don't play one on the radio either. That's why we're so grateful for experts like you to come here. But, you know, I heard the president say as a campaign candidate that he wanted tariffs, his favorite word, he would say. Yeah. And he did couch the success that we would get to by saying it might be difficult at first. If you want to do something as transformative as what the president is saying he wants to do, I would assume there's no easy path to get to the other side of this.
Correct. Honestly, in my opinion, it's going to be, could be another 3 to 6 months of like uncertainty. I mean, on average, trade deals take 18 months to negotiate. We're trying to do these in 60 days, in 90 days, right? So, of course, there's going to be uncertainty. Of course, we're going to have some fits and some starts and some ups and some downs. But I keep hearing from everyone, you know, the first half of this year has been difficult for, you know, talk about the equity market and your pension fund, for example. But the second half of the year could be positive if we start to navigate and get some of these trade deals done. I think what a lot of people want to see is give me a couple really good big deals. Get me Japan and India to sign. We can start to worry about China later. But if we can start to ink deals with some of these major trading partners, have a blueprint in place where other countries can start to follow, that sounds good. I think the White House yesterday said they have 18 proposals on paper. And 34 additional countries are coming to talk to us this week. So there is progress being made, but I think you and me and a lot of Americans at home we're sort of transitioning from the tell me phase to the show me phase. Show me the fruits of this. Don't just talk about it anymore. You know, but I come back to all of the conversations that you and I have had about what did the American people vote for? I do not want my antibiotics made in China.
Amen.
You know, so is there going to be pain with that? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there, you know, a 10, 20, 30%, 150% tariff needed to make that happen? Probably, because companies are doing their duty and they're just going where labor is cheap because that's the best way for them to make money. But we're rethinking about how important that really is in the grand scheme of things. So do I need to make Nike sneakers in America? I don't, but I would like to make really high-tech, advanced chip factories here. I'd like to make super, super advanced pharmaceuticals here. Those are, in terms of priorities, I think what American people really can stand behind.
Yeah, that's real smart.
Taylor, this is Ryan. I'm glad you went there because that's where my question was going is, you know, there are a lot of companies that we've seen announce that they're moving either more operations or opening branches or they're maybe moving the whole thing to the United States. That seemed really fast to me that so many companies have responded that quickly. I guess what I'm asking is, was that already planned that they were going to do these things? And is the move companies, move manufacturing back to America movement, you know, showing what the business community was wanting to see?
I do not think it was planned. I think this was Trump. I think that they saw the writing on the wall in November. And then when he took office in January and you had some of the best companies like TSMC, the best chip maker in the world based in Taiwan, Apple, you know, great classic American company, coming to President Trump and saying, because of the 75 million people who voted this way and because of your plan for the next 4 years, this is how we are responding to that, like any good CEO would. I don't think they would do this had Trump not threatened tariffs. So I do think that that's been a great negotiating tool in these companies choosing to open up or move operations back to America, I believe solely because of the president. The hard part is how long it takes and carve outs. The problem with tariffs is you had all of these companies, like yesterday, for example, Walmart, Home Depot, and Target started to talk to the president. I don't need a carve out for the big companies. I want to look out for the small companies. I don't need Apple to have an exemption on still making their chips in China. I need Apple, who has the ability to make $100 billion a year, to figure out on their own how to move back to America. I don't want Trump to give them a reprieve, a carve out. So that's my only worries when you start to get these businesses who are talking to the president, who are all asking for exemptions. I don't think that works sector by sector. I think sort of you need that blanket policy. And so I think people are just, again, sort of waiting. China is going to be the biggie. I don't think we're going to be getting a deal with China immediately. So how do we figure out with the advanced chips that we really, really need, how do we start to make those here and how long does it take? If you're trying to reformulate an automotive factory, that could take 3 years. By then, we're in another presidential election cycle. That's my worry. China doesn't believe in elections, so Xi Jinping's going to be there for the next 100 years. We're looking at midterms next September. So how much of the pressure and the willingness are we willing to take before there's a new administration in charge?
Taylor Riggs speaking with us, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business. The tariff conversation seems like the hugest economic conversation we could have. But at the same time, we're waiting on the tax cuts to be made permanent. We're also waiting on the effect of DOGE and all of the clawback money to be made permanent as well. What do you think about these other two factors of the Trump approach to rebalancing the economy? How much effect is that going to have on Main Street?
Yes, huge. These are the two tailwinds to offset the big headwind of tariffs, right? A lot of people are thinking we should have done DOGE and tax cuts first and tariffs later. Regardless of the order, tax cuts are mandatory. We have to get this done. I would argue, you know, this is just me. Congress doesn't get their summer 2-week break. We pull them back and they work until they get a tax cut bill on the president's desk, and then they can go take their 3 weeks off. But why they're on vacation when we don't have a tax bill on the president's desk is shocking to me. I'm paying them to do their job, and their job is to make these tax cuts permanent because that's what the American people voted for. That's a huge tailwind in terms of the clarity that it provides business leaders. You know, there's one proposal out there, not to get too wonky, about instead of capitalizing or spreading out over time how much it costs to build a factory, you can do a one-time immediate expense. So if I want to build a factory, I can write the whole thing off and not put it all on my income statement, right? Those are things, if I'm a business leader and I'm trying to invest and plan, I need to know that that's happening now. I don't want to wait until September. And DOGE is huge. Look, the cuts aren't as big as we thought for now. I think it's around $160 billion.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But that's not nothing. So I love Doge. I think it is work that needed to be done. And again, those are the big tailwinds that this economy needs to offset any impact from the tariffs.
Well, we're going to continue to follow it because, I'm just imagining the day where all three of these things hit at the same day. And we're like, oh, my gosh, which way do we go? But I imagine that what we've seen with a lot of up and down in the stock market, that the reaction there upon any of these three entities being, made permanent and getting the good news that we're hoping to get, that the economy will react accordingly and it will be a new day in America.
Yes. And I would also remind your viewers, the market is not the economy. The market went up for two straight years. We're up over 50%. But a lot of people were feeling like the economy wasn't that good. So, of course, it's hard when I check my 401k or my retirement fund and you see we're still down 7% or so from the year. Well, that still means I'm up 43% in the last 2 to 3 years. So it's all about perspective. And I remind myself, remind your audience, I'm an investor for the long run. I'm investing now and hoping that the market is giving me a good return 10 or 20 years from now. I'm not selling today and trying to day trade around these events. I think that's a losing battle.
Well, Taylor, we appreciate you. Thank you for being with us and bringing some common sense facts to the conversation. We need to have a lot of that, and we're grateful for your time. So thanks for being
with us. My pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye. Taylor Riggs, co-host of The Big Money Show on Fox Business. I really appreciate her voice on this, and it's a very honest and steady, I think, way to approach all of these things that seem super unsteady. Isn't it weird? We were talking just yesterday, like, if you watch Fox News, you're getting really... not 100% of the time, 75% of the time, you're getting the political view of things. If you go over to Fox Business, 75% of the time, it seems like you're kind of getting the money business side of things with 25% of the politics thrown in. And it's just, I've been going back and forth quite a lot listening to them more now than I ever have before because of all of these economic transformations that the Trump administration is trying to implement. And we are midstream on all of it. And we see what's on the other side. It's just kind of like if you're crossing a really, really aggressive river and you need to get from the east side of the river to the west side of the river, and it's a moving, it's the Mississippi. When you get into the river to get across, you are going to have to fight that current all the way down. That doesn't mean you can't cross. It's just going to be where you went across is going to look a little bit different than where you started. And that's kind of where we are right now. We're still rowing. We're still working hard. I know you and I are both watching the things that Donald Trump promised that he would do. We're here in the middle of the stream trying to get to the other side. We haven't failed. We haven't capsized. It's not a total disaster, but we want to get to the other side.
People are talking about Trump's economic policy being such a fork in the road that this is a moment that's changing the post-World War II economics. That's how big people are saying this is. So the markets are naturally a little shaky. They're going, oh my gosh, this is such a big change. But for us to be where America needs to be, like you said, this is a long-term thing that, if the markets even stay around where they're at through all this, that's a huge win.
Yeah.
No guarantee they will, yeah. But... The one thing, too, that she mentioned in that interview, that the first time I had heard about it actually was when Todd Sivia was in here, because he mentioned this, too. And I had not heard much about it. And I think this is something that business owners and people who are starting businesses need to hear more of that she mentioned, is the fact that they're trying to pass 100% tax credit for hard goods for businesses to open, to build, to buy things. That is a massive, massive incentive for small business. And when I say small business, I'm not just talking about mom and pop stuff. I'm talking about, you know, like pretty big regional businesses that could open in different parts of the country, just because they know anything I spend, that's 100% back to me in tax credit. That's big.
Yeah. And people do need to know about it, and they need to know about it sooner than later.
Yeah. Find out about it now.
Good to talk to Taylor Riggs. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the poll. Is it okay to call a non-family member sweetheart? Ryan is emphatically yes. He just won't stop talking about it. We'll get to the content that led us to this question today when we return. And I think some of you out there are going to have that same visceral reaction that I have to what I'm going to play for you. And other of y'all are going to be like, so what? We'll find out who's who next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.